I'd love to get a little bit of your background and history in barbecue, how you became the winningest man. How long have you been doing barbecue competitions, and when did you know it was something you were good at?
Started barbecuing in general at the age of 9 years old. My dad had a takeout barbecue business, and he used me and my brothers free labor, the fetch boys, the go get boys, you know, to do the things. And as we got older, whether I wanted to or not, I was learning things. I was learning about barbecue. I was learning about how to manage fires, how to do things, check meat for doneness, tenderness. And came around 1996, I decided I wanted to compete and hit the trail. In the first contest I went to, there's three categories. There's whole hog, there's shoulders, and there's rib category. I took two first and a third. So I was pretty well hooked.
And then after that, I mean, the barbecue circuit, there are a ton of competitions nationally. Do you just keep going the whole year round?
Yes, I used to when I was running all the time. I'd do 40 to 45 a year. I was gone that many weekends. It's only 52, and I was gone Mother's Day. I was gone Valentine. It didn't matter. I was gone.
Right. And now barbecue, it encompasses a lot of things. I mean, you have your, when I think of barbecue, I think of, like, you know, your pulled pork.
Right.
But then there's also, you know, brisket, ribs. Can you kind of break down the main categories of barbecue?
Yeah, I mean, you got different organizations that sanction barbecue contests. The Memphis and May sanction is all about pork. It's nothing but pork. It's the whole hog category we talked about previously, with whole shoulder and ribs. Then you have the Kansas City Barbecue Society. It's another sanctioning body where they have the brisket, pork butts, chicken, and ribs. So you got two real unique and different organizations that sanction barbecue contests, have their own set of rules. Memphis and May does on-site judging, where the Kansas City style is all what they call blind judging, where you just turn in a sample. The judges don't know whose it is. They mark it, they score it, and that's what you got.
Great. I mean, you're an expert at this point. How do you get ready for a competition? Does it take, days to kind of get all your equipment together, all your meats together?
Sure. I mean, it still does. The amount of time you've done this, or if you've done it a lot of times, you still got the same schedule to go by. You still got the same checklist to check off to get things ready. Like for us, for the World Championship this weekend that I'm going to be at, we're cooking two whole hogs. Well, the whole hogs came in today. They'll be packed on ice, loaded on the trailer, along with the garnish, and the garnish being kale, fruits, and stuff like that to decorate the hog with. Mm-hmm. You check off your injections. You check off the rubs you're going to be taking with you. Even down to the cutting boards you're going to use to display the meat to the judges when they show up. Your knives, your blades, your drinking water that everybody's going to have while you're there, because you're there for like 3 days. So, you got a checklist. And we have one. It's right on inside of our cabinet door in one of our cabinets. On our trailer, we check it off for every contest.
How many people do you bring down with you for these contests that help you?
I have like 9 people on my team total. So, but all 9 can't go all the time. So if I wind up with 3 or 4, and it'll be a different 3 or 4 every time. So this weekend, I think I got like 4 people going with me.
All right. Now, you just recently opened, just this year, a restaurant in Alexandria. Why did you choose this location to bring your barbecue?
There's several reasons. Other than the fact that Alexandria, the district area here, is a great food town. And when you're looking for great food towns, not only you got to look for where there's a lot of people, which they are. You got to look for people with good jobs, and there's a lot of good jobs around. Most of them revolve around the government. Government's not going out of business, and people eat out around here. They eat out around here. And you also got to look, when you're doing barbecue restaurants, putting one where it's unique. You know, we're in Virginia, yeah, but you're in northern part of Virginia, and it's not like being down in the south where everybody's got a grill in the backyard. You don't have that necessarily the fact up here. So it's still unique, and it's still unique for good barbecue. But, you know, a good friend of mine, Joe Corey, who is a certified barbecue judge, met me in the early part of my career. I've known Joe for 20 years, and he's a restaurateur. He's been in the restaurant business with pizza restaurants for a long time, and he and I have been talking about doing a barbecue concept, and finally this year was the year, And we pull the trigger on it and open up Myra Mix and Pitmaster Barbecue.
Awesome. What are the must-order menu items there? What should people absolutely try when they go?
First thing, the ribs. Ribs are awesome.
Yeah.
I put those against anybody, not just here, but anybody in the country. Our ribs are awesome. The brisket is awesome with our burn-ins, which is part. The burn-ins come off the brisket. Everything's good. Like tonight, we're doing whole hog. So a lot of times when I'm in town, and I'm in town about 5 days a month, we do the whole hog night.
And now, what is one thing you must have with your barbecue? If you're going to sit down and eat a plate of barbecue, what's one thing you absolutely have to have on that plate or next to you?
Either potato salad and Brunswick stew.
Okay. Brunswick stew, really?
Brunswick stew. That's a southern thing, that especially down where I'm from in Georgia. And we do have it on our menu at Pitmaster. I got to have that Brunswick stew on the plate. Matter of fact, before we came here, we had lunch today, Joe and I did together. We got one of our burgers with the brisket laying on top, and I had potato salad and Brunswick stew as my two sides.
Nice. That sounds delicious. All right, well, it's summertime. People are starting to think more about outdoor eating, whether it's grilling out more or smoking or having backyard barbecues. Mines are definitely on barbecue. What are some tips you have so that people can really up their game? Is it just time? Do you just need time for a good barbecue?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to have patience. You got to have patience with barbecue and things like that. But for big events, and I tell people this all the time, this isn't as much about tips about how to cook the meat, but like 4th of July or Labor Day, and let's just say you got a pool. Don't jump out there and take on the big items. Don't jump out there and take on a 20-pound brisket or a 10-pound Boston butt. Or something big, because you're going to be over there cooking and everybody's going to be over there enjoying your pool and your beverages and having a great time. When I think about doing things for 4th of July, I want to do something that's quick. You know, ribs are quick. Chicken is not that bad. Burgers, dogs, anything like that is something quick where you can get them done and you can enjoy the festivities too. You can enjoy the party. Or you can go over and pick that 20-pound brisket, and you'll be slaving over the pit all day, and everybody will be drinking up your beer, eating up your food as it got done, and swimming in your pool while you don't get to do any of those things.
Yeah, great. Well, where do you like to eat barbecue? What are some of the best restaurants or even road stands that you've had barbecue at?
I'm not a big, going to barbecue places. I never have done that a lot. And but one that comes from my childhood, even though my dad had a takeout barbecue business, there was a barbecue place in Macon, Georgia. It's called Finchers. And they have the drive-up where you blink your lights and they'll come out to you and take your order at the car. I've been there since 1927. And it's pit-fired where they burn the coals down, shovel the coals. And my dad used to take me there all the time as a kid. And we'd order up what they call the Big Pig Sandwich. And they had the crispy skins that come off the hog. And we'd get those little chocolate milks in the carton like you used to get in school. Mm-hmm. And I remember that like it was yesterday. But that was one of the, probably the only barbecue place I'd recommend going to. Besides our own.
Yeah. Did your dad ever get a chance to taste your barbecue?
My dad never saw me compete. He passed away in 1996 in January, and I started competing in June of 1996.
Okay.
So he never saw me win none of the 200-plus grand championships I won.
So there's no way for him to have said, like, yours is better than mine.
He would have never said that. Not Jack Mixon. He would have never said that.
I hear in addition to barbecue, you've also kind of mastered politics here. You're the mayor of your hometown?
I'm the mayor of my hometown, Unadilla, Georgia. This is going into my second year.
Okay.
So it's been very interesting.
How do you balance barbecue and politics?
I don't really know because it doesn't pay any money. So when I decided to run, our little town needed some help. It was had gotten to a little bit of disarray from the previous administration, and I said, you know, I'm going to do something for it. I mean, I've been very blessed, and I've been very successful at what I do, and I felt like I needed to do something for my city to get it back on track. And that's what we do now. We got meetings. We hold our council meetings every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. We provide police protection. We provide garbage pickup, water, sewage, gas, fire protection. So our little town of 1,500, we do everything that big cities do.
Wonderful.
And got the same headaches.
Yeah. Well, I hear you have suggestions from your experience on how we can fix the gridlock here in Washington.
Yes, we do. The thing is, everybody up on the Hill, both sides of the aisle, the Democrats and Republicans and the Independents, can all load up, come down to Myra Mix and Pitmaster Barbecue. We can set out some brisket and ribs, hash out all our problems, work it all out, hold hands, as I said earlier this morning, sing Kumbaya.
That sounds like just what this town needs right now.